The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
This is not a Virginia-specific problem. Old Dominion University is one of only three universities nationwide that provides a modeling and simulation graduate program, and it's the only one in the nation with an undergraduate program. John Soklowski with ODU says these engineers are in high demand, but very few students know it.
Since we're one of the few areas that have formal degree programs, it's getting that word out and showing them what the marketability is, what the future is from an employment standpoint. That's really the challenge. It's there. It's clearly there. If you do a job search on advertised modeling simulation engineering positions, you'll find thousands of them across the country being advertised.
The Modeling and Simulation Advisory Council is not only trying to expand the curriculum to other state colleges and universities, but it's also trying to spur more student interest. Soklowski says it's relatively easy for students who are already engineering majors to switch. And for those who aren't, depending on the major, the student can enroll in a certificate program, which allows them to minor or obtain certification in M&S and apply it to their professions. Reporting from Richmond, I'm Tommy McNeil.